Another poet who's been inspired by Cader Idris is Paul Catherill from Wrexham. Like the great Victorian art critic and author John Ruskin, he sees it as a place to contemplate two kinds of nature, the nature around us and human nature itself.
The 19th century view of how landscapes can have an impact on us emotionally and artistically and spiritually, and I think that's something that comes out in Cader Idris, something which tends to sort of get left out of a lot of modern art and poetry and writing. And it's this feeling that nature, it has a part of us and we have a part in nature. And walking Cader Idris, it puts you back in touch with nature in that sense. And you feel both close to nature and also distance from it, because it is so powerful. The forces that you see around you, the glacial features, the way in which the erosion has taken place over the years, the titanic movements of rock and land. So yes, I think there is something in that that being in the mountains, it puts you back in mind of that classical sense that we have this relationship with nature.
Paul Catherill's poem considers Cader's timeless quality.
We started out in the dull morning, grey with the clouds over Tala Finn, straight seen the path from Minforth. The Cum rose shrouded in haze, a dispassionate giant. Humbly we strode to its arms. Ahead stretched meandering paths. Forces of nature, both seeding and fading, appeared in each boulder and crevice. Dauntless we clambered through Screefall, across rivers and hillsides, like pilgrims with grim resolution. Untouched and untamed down the ages, save by mild grazing cattle, this landscape seems boundless and timeless. Hard to recall in the silence of mists, urban sounds whir and frenzy. Otherworldly, it seemed, and ethereal. The eye seems to glimpse apparitions. Is Llewellyn camped awaiting the Saeson? Does Pwyll seek his companions? But the mists became kiosks and signage, as we leave not with memories, but with dreams wild and restless.